coming to you from Louisville, Kentucky.
It's the Valentine Cast with your tag team and couple, Jay and Renee Valentine.
Today is Monday, April 30th, 2018.
And this is episode 235.
I almost said 2015.
Man, because you want to go back like 3 years. So what happened in 2015 that you want to go back to?
Nothing.
Nothing?
No.
Really? 2015 was not a
2015 was just filled with babies.
Was not a memorable...
Memorable. I can barely remember what happened the previous week. So
April 2015.
I love that you're actually thinking about this.
So the girls were eight months old. Okay. So that means that they were possibly crawling, maybe? They were at least sitting up, right?
Yeah. They were sitting up for like 6 months, I think.
Yeah.
I remember the first time they set up, we were in Atlanta.
Yeah.
But I am so glad to see everybody here.
Yeah, definitely.
I want to say sup.
Sup.
To the Valentavern.
What's up, Valentavern? Who we have with us today?
We have Zabi.
Zabi. Let's do the color purple thing. I'm going to miss you.
Diddy is here.
What's up? Oh, shit. Diddy's here.
Shaz No Streams.
What's up, Shaz? I saw Shaz last night. We kind of hung out for a minute.
Oh,
I came in and dropped him 1,000 cheers.
1,000 cheers?
Yeah.
What's cheer?
Cheer. We kind of made it rain on him.
Oh.
Since I can't, like, be there to buy him a drink or go to the bar or something like that.
Right.
You know, I figured that I would pass that along via some cheer.
That's
so,
nice.
Yeah.
And JK is here.
What's up, JK?
J to the K, Ammer, Grammer. JK. JKG Grammer.
Roger Whip.
Anyway,
Roger
what's up,
Whip. So
Jay might be in his cups.
So Zabi is here, but Moo Hogan, you know, everybody is
somewhere in the middle.
It's somewhere in the middle of Missouri. Poor guy. So as we talked about last week, they are on their way to settling in Boulder, Colorado. So
which is super exciting.
So some good vibes. Shake your fingers towards the screen. Good vibes to Moo Hogan. Aaron Ray is
work
there.
That voodoo.
Work that voodoo. Work that big ups to Christianity and whatever, all the other good stuff. Send it to them as they travel through Missouri. I will say after you pass St. Louis, ain't shit. Even
flat
Springfield. Land. Even
flat.
Springfield ain't shit.
It's very flat.
Until you get to St. Louis. I mean Kansas City. Then once you hit Kansas City, ain't shit. Until
so
you
flat.
Hit Colorado.
It's so flat.
Even Wichita ain't shit.
Yeah.
So.
It was a little boring.
It was. But, you know, it's all good.
It was fun, though, with you. I wouldn't do it with kids, though.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a lot of stops. Oh, my God. It would be a lot of stops. I mean, the most I can do with the girls is driving from here to Atlanta.
Right.
And that's stretching it. Because we did that this weekend.
We went to Atlanta.
We went to Atlanta this weekend. I managed to get some people to cover my shifts. I worked some other shifts. And I was able to get out and tag along with Renee to Atlanta for one nephew's birthday party.
Yay, August is 3 years old now. Woo!
Yeah.
Crazy.
Two, my son's prom. So I got to send him off. Three, my daughter's her production debut for Fam Jam, which is with North Point Christian Community Church. North Point Community Church. So we went to that. We got to hang out with Benji, my youngest son, and hang out with him. So it was really nice. It was filled. We did a lot of stuff. I mean, like, had the girls.
We did a lot.
We went and picked up kids from school, dropped people off at work.
We did Hippo Hop.
Which
the girls love.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
They were all into Hippo Hop. And
They were.
We were busy. So, we went a different route. We had to stay in a hotel this time. We used to stay with my sister.
We did.
But she's trying to get her house on... Well, she's trying to get her house on the market, but the reason we couldn't stay with her was because my sister and my father were already there.
Right.
So, it would have been a little tight squeeze.
Yeah, so it ain't nothing like being in a house full of people. I mean, that's just amazing thing to do.
So we stayed at this type extended stay type place, and we realized that is our niche. That
dude,
is our
it's thing. Like the place you picked, Renee, was like perfect.
Except
it was perfect.
Except
what?
The noisy people next door.
Well, we can't control that. So it was perfect.
Okay.
So it was perfect because,
Second floor.
I mean, it's fine. I need to go up the steps anyway. We both needed to. And the girls loved it, too. So, I mean, it was fine. It's not like...
The girls
didn't
like it.
So, we went to a Wyndham Suites. And it had a refrigerator, stove, dishes, and everything else. The amazing part, Costco and Publix were around the corner. So, when we got there, we went and got a rotisserie chicken, some chicken salad, some hummus, some naan. Not the big naan, but we got the little tiny naans and everything else. So it was really kind of nice to kind of be able to do that, you know. And then I packed up my little briefcase that you got me, my little Pelican case with bourbon samples. I picked up some wine, picked up some bourbon. Come to find out, the bourbon that I picked out was actually barreled on my 35th birthday.
Yeah, I remember you were all excited about that.
So I got a bottle of that. So I'll be drinking that at my birthday, this coming birthday.
Woo!
I did ask Jared.
Oh my gosh, it's coming up so soon.
Yeah, I did ask Jared to go get me another bottle.
Okay.
I mean, is it typical bourbon that I drink all the time? It's Evan Williams single barrel. I don't always drink that. But, hey, it's on my 35th birthday. Why not?
35.
Speaking of drinking, today, I am not doing bourbon today. I'm actually doing scotch. And I know people reading this is actually probably... Here, I'm going to have you hold up to the camera. Because it's backwards. So I'm going to send it to Renee. And because it's going to be right. So it's a Benriach, some scotch. So I have a 10-year, a 12-year, a 16-year, and... A 21 year.
That's crazy. So 21 years.
So this is a sample, a little, this is a way to, for customers that are kind of interested in scotch and stuff like that, to experience it. You know, this is one of the things that we do at Westport Whiskey and Wine. This is one of the things that I like doing. You know, I got some of it's peated, which means it's going to be smoky. It's going to taste like you're drinking a campfire. It's going to taste... Some people are just like, oh, it's medicinal. So
it's
medicinal. So I'm going to pour some right here of this. I'm just going to jump straight to it. This is the 21 year, right?
Yeah.
And I'm going to hand it to Renee.
For why?
Not to drink. Because I know you're not... I know absolutely you're not going to like it. But I want you to smell this. Now make sure you swirl the glass like that, and I want you to take a couple of visits. Take a visit to it.
Do I go deep in?
You don't have to go deep in. Just go and take the first smell and tell me what you smell.
I don't know
how to
smell it again.
That's fine. Go ahead and smell it again, babe.
Rubbing alcohol.
Rubbing alcohol.
No.
Okay. All right.
No.
That's the alcohol smell. Now you need to go back and visit again. That's... What do you smell? It's kind of hard, isn't it?
It smells... cinnamon, maybe?
Cinnamon?
It's something else.
I wonder if it's the peat that you're smelling. So what they do...
Like peat moss?
Yeah, peat moss. So what they do on this... This is... They smoke the peat, right?
Right.
And they smoke it.
And so they mingle that with the...
Right. And infuses into
the... Oh, yeah. Publix Bakery, Zobby. Oh. I know we're talking about...
Oh, here we go. Still. Here we go. We're talking about Publix now.
Yeah, it was a Publix cake. And I actually only got one piece of cake.
All right, cake. So we already jumped to the August's birthday party.
No, sorry. I mean, she said Publix cake.
And all right, so we're talking about Publix.
No, we don't have to jump.
No, let's jump to it. So let's jump to the birthday party. Okay. So that was on Saturday. So we got down there on Thursday.
Which was nice.
It was really nice to
get down.
We
need to do that more often.
We do.
Take off Thursday.
And it was nice to take the days off and not try to work from down there. So, we both have been in our jobs for 10 years, so we get extra time. So, you know what? Why not take advantage?
This is true.
So, we got down there on Thursday, and we're going to jump to Saturday, which was the birthday. So, what happened on Saturday?
What happened on Saturday, we didn't do anything but go to the party, I believe. Well, we went over to Deidre's house to chill with August while she was doing last-minute birthday stuff. Then we went to the park. It was super nice.
Very windy.
There were no bugs, but it was windy.
It was windy.
There were no bugs, though.
Right.
And it wasn't hot, and it wasn't cold. Mm-hmm. And we just had a good time. We had good Publix chicken. Mm-hmm. It was yummy.
It was
good
very
old yummy. Potato salad.
Yep. I added hot sauce to mine.
I did, too.
It was really good after
Who
adding
knew?
Hot sauce.
I didn't know it was
I
good.
I knew.
I never had it.
I knew it was going to be good.
And, of course... Hawaiian rolls. Deidre was just going to get some for herself at first.
I did not get Hawaiian rolls.
I'm proud of you. I mean, I didn't go overboard.
I did get a sliver. So I did tell everyone I got my lap band.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, talk about this.
So, of course, the restriction for whole food is limited. So, I had like... the flat part of the wing and the drumette of a wing. Mm-hmm. And then I had like two or three strips off the breast because Deidre got me a breast.
She didn't know.
She got me a breast quarter, right? And I had like a couple strips off the... I pulled some meat off the breast.
And it's easier for him to get dark meat, but
right,
she didn't
right.
know that.
So I had a little bit of that. I had some potato salad because I wanted some potato salad. And then I also had just like some regular ruffled chips with some French onion dip, which I had to control myself.
French onion dip's good.
Because one, yes, French onion dip is good. Two, chips are a slider food that I can get in my belly real quick and just keep eating all day long.
Don't you love those slider foods?
Slider foods are amazing.
They just slide right on down.
They just slide. Slide some more down me.
But, yeah, the girls had fun playing, and August had fun playing, and they played with the bubbles, and they shared with the other kids. They played on the playground.
Right.
Overall, it was a good small birthday party.
It was. It was
I
great.
I like small birthday parties
right.
for little kids. Like, I don't have to come. Don't feel like you have to invite me to your one-year-old's birthday party if you don't know me that well.
Right.
It's a one-year-old.
Right.
Even three. Four, I'm going to have a small one. Once they get into kindergarten and first grade, they might have some actual friends.
Right. So, we went there for that. And then after the party, Maya was really tired. You can tell. She was playing hard and she was really tired. She got really grumpy when we were leaving.
Oh, my gosh.
And then
Girl.
She forgot why she was crying. And then by the time we got to the hotel, her and Zoe were knocked out. So, luckily, we got to be able to let them take hour and a half nap. So, we got back to the hotel while they took a nap.
I took a nap.
And Renee took a nap. I kind of just chilled out, relaxed. Because I didn't want to go to sleep because at 5, we had to be up. At my ex-wife's home.
Right.
So that we could, you know, start working with, you know, getting Daniel ready for the prom.
Woo! You know? Damn, yeah, bro. I can't believe it.
Yeah, so.
Dude, when I met you, he was a little boy.
Yeah, yeah. That was.
Grown man now.
10 years ago. Over 10 years ago.
That's crazy.
So we went, got him ready. We went to their house and we kind of just hung out and everything. And Daniel had to go to the gym to get pumped. You know, he went and.
That was hilarious. I'm like.
He came out from taking a shower. And then he was like, I got to go to the gym.
Like, why'd you even take a shower?
And get pumped. He went to the gym, did a few reps, got pumped, came back, took a shower, and got his clothes on. So I went back and I helped him get his clothes on. His mom also helped him get his clothes on and everything.
He
looked
very smooth.
He was. He was very nice, very handsome young man.
I tell Jay, I love how much confidence his kids have, Maya and Zoe included.
Yeah.
I think they all get that from you.
No, I don't know.
Even if you don't feel it on the inside, you exude confidence on the outside. So,
you know, I feel like I have gas right now.
Okay.
And it's in my back. And my back is really hurting right now.
How are you having gas in your back?
I don't know. It's like.
Like you have my a back. Fart traveling up your
not
back?
My, not a fart, but I just.
What else is gas?
I don't know, but my back is
I mean,
just like
it's either
hurting.
A fart or a burp. That's the only
it may
gas
be a burp.
You have.
It may be a burp, but it is like in the back of my back, and it is like a lot of pain right now.
Well, think of how back labor feels for women.
Why?
I'm just saying.
Why? I'm not a female.
I know.
Why? But it's just kind of like.
Just think.
All right. I'm
thinking. I'm not saying you aren't in pain, but just think. Terrible. I know.
Describe it. I'm listening.
I don't know. I haven't had back
pain. No.
Back
you haven't had. How you going to tell me about back pain? You haven't had it yourself.
Because I've had plenty of women describe it to me.
So describe it to me then.
It hurts. Your back hurts.
It's like I'm sitting here. It's like I'm having to arch my back because it's kind of like, oh my God, what is going on? And it hurts.
All right. Well, I'm going to go back to Atlanta. So
all right.
Jay was going to take some pictures. So we went down to finally got out of there. Went down to this place called the Avalon. Real fancy.
Oh, my God.
Man. All right. So this place is a huge shopping center.
This is
but
like.
It also has houses and apartments right in there. So you're going to be paying like almost $1 million. I swear. Has to be almost $1 million.
Did you look that up?
Or I didn't look it up.
You did not.
I am guessing off the top of my freaking head.
You can't be guessing, man.
But it was a good place for
at
pictures.
Least $500,000.
Yes, okay. And houses weren't even that big.
All right, you keep talking. I think I'm gonna walk. I'm gonna try to walk this real quick. Keep talking.
Jay's gonna walk his back labor off for a minute. So I'm gonna tell you about the Avalon. I'm even So Jay was there and took some pictures, and. It was so funny. It was Daniel and two of his friends were going to the prom. They got a Lincoln Navigator, all that. So Jay was taking the pictures, you know, looking all smooth, jacket over the shoulder, look back. And then he had all three of them take a picture together. And he had them kind of like a bend, like kind of stoop down, kind of bend over. One of the dudes kind of bit down, ripped his pants, and it wasn't even on the seam. I was like, oh. So his mama took him to the mall really quick to try and get some more pants. And I hope that he got more pants. I don't know if Jay talked to Daniel or not, found out how the pants episode went. But so Daniel rolled out. Jay talked to him.
So I haven't had a chance to ask about the pant issue.
I know that he made it home safe and sound.
Oh my God. Oh, this hurts, man.
Do we need to cancel the show?
No.
Okay.
So we did that and everything. Oh my God, my back hurts. Then we went to Brianna's Fam Jam. Which
yes.
Is, you know, it's pretty cool.
We get to the end, but oh my God,
the girls
loved it.
Absolutely loved it.
Dude.
It was pretty cool.
They were like, oh my gosh, this is the best thing ever.
Yeah, it was like, let's do it again.
But we definitely want to spend more time with Brianna.
Yeah, so it was kind of, you know, we would definitely do that next time. And then on our way back on Sunday, we got to see Nikki and Clark. Well, we got to see Nikki. Clark was really busy. We got to see Clark, you know, for a few minutes, a little time there while he was getting the house ready and everything else. So we got to see Nikki and kind of hang with them before the party, which I wish that we could have stayed for.
Yeah, but, I know, but it was so late.
And but life, you know.
I had to get the girls ready for school the next day. I was I was lazy. But so it was... I'm going to miss Nikki a ton and Clark. And but, you know, it's not like I'm never going to see him again. But it was just nice having him 3 hours away. But I am excited to hear about their life in Colorado. And I can't wait to hear every moment of it. So, yeah, so we had a full weekend.
It was full.
It was full.
You know, I was talking to my ex-wife, or I was talking to her today after, and she was like talking about how... how much we help. You know, it's kind of nice being able to come down and help and not be a burden, you know.
Right.
And being able to take the pictures and, you know, get Brianna to work and hang out with Benji for a bit and stuff like that. So it was really nice.
Yeah. Yeah, I like nice
people. I like how you put an E on Clark's name.
I know. I just realized that. I mean, the E's silent. But, so... I actually, Jay took the girls and took them the whole evening, took them outside, gave them a bath, all that, so I could play God of War.
I thought it was kind of cool that they came out. I wasn't expecting them to come out.
Oh, yeah. Well, Maya came. Maya had her little dress on.
Right.
And she looked at them and said, Mama, what is Daddy doing? I looked at her. I was like, oh, I think he's flying a drone. She was like, I want to go out there with him. I said, okay. So she brought me her shoes, and then she went. And then Zoe eventually said, okay, I want to go too.
Right.
So she went, but she took her ball with her.
Oh, and man.
I was like, 10, 9, 8, and there's Maya. I knew she was coming in to get that.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because there's no way she was not going to come get it if Zoe... took her little bouncy ball. I knew my
So head. I got a new drone. I probably should put that up.
Talk about your drone.
So well actually you know what? No. Hold. Talk about God of War. Talk about God of War. And they put drones after that.
Alright. So I actually got to get a lot more playing done. And just so you know, I'm the person that sucks at combos and I pretty much suck at dodging. So that's a big part of the game is dodging. But I'm getting a little better. Jay, it sounds like he gets a little frustrated with me sometimes, just a little
it's
bit.
It's not frustration. It's just like, yo, don't sit there and get your ass kicked.
I know, but like I'm trying to think about what I'm going to do, and it's like...
And like I told you, like I told you, when I'm not the one playing, I see more than you see.
This is true.
You know, like the flashing of the... of the person's hand or something like
that.
It's
kinda like, I started to notice that.
Flash, I'm about to hit you.
Yeah.
Dodge, motherfucker.
But it's still, boy, what does this say?
Boy.
Throw that chain down. Boy.
Right.
But one thing I noticed after a fight, he was holding his son's head in his hands. I was like, Kratos need a manicure. His nails look a mess. They were all gray and jagged and
well, he's old.
I know.
Old.
I was like, oh, get that god a manicure. Woo! But I actually really enjoyed it. So I look forward to playing more. I don't know how long it's going to take me, but after I get that, I'm going to go back to Horizon Zero Dawn.
Well, that's cool. So while Renee, like she said, I was outside flying my drone or playing whatever you want to call what grown men do when they go out and fight a drone. And the neighbor kids were outside. So I got a new drone. I got this Star Wars Propel, which I got the X-Wing Fighter. My brother-in-law got the TIE Defender, I believe. So we can do aerial combat and stuff like that because it has sensors and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But these particular drones fly... great for what they are, and a little bit more novice than my current drone that I have, which is kind of nice because when I went out, the neighborhood kids were out, and I kind of felt So I flew it around and everything, and they kept coming closer and closer to me flying. Like, they wanted to be a part of what am I doing, you know? So I was a little afraid because I didn't want to be, like, locked on Lost. You know what I'm saying? Like, when the black dude's son kind of gravitated to Locke. I can't remember the black dude's name.
They aren't going
to
do that, Walt. They aren't going to do that Walt, yeah. just from one.
Well, incident. I didn't want the parents to be like, what's that creepy dude up there, you know, in the cul-de-sac flying his drone around, attracting kids around? You might want to be careful. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't want to be that guy that the parents are like, why is he, you know, why is he hanging with the kids? You know, so what I end up doing is, because I like this drone, because it has an easier way for them to fly, that's not, it's a little bit more novice. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a novice mode where you can kind of say, all right, turn the speed down, and you don't have to kind of keep the altitude down and up and stuff like that. You kind of just do what you need to do, you know. And so I got to let them fly it,
right?
Which was kind of cool. I got to let them fly it a little bit. So there were two young girls. They got to fly it and everything, and they really enjoyed it. They did some of the tricks, and then Maya got to fly also.
Oh yeah, Maya was like, I want to go say hi to the kids. You know Maya loves all the kids.
And so it comes with two batteries, and, you know, I get about 20 minutes worth of flying out of it, you know, so I shared it with the girl, with all the kids. And then after it, you know, the battery ran out, somebody had set the sprinkler out because they were watering grass.
Right.
And the other kids came out, and they were all kind of just having fun running from the sprinkler.
Right.
And getting wet and stuff like that. So it was kind of nice for them to do that. Poor Zoe. She's so slow. She
kept getting caught in the sprinkler.
She got caught in the sprinkler, and then her reaction is kind of slow. She may get ran over, or she'll trip over her own feet.
Well, yeah, but she's growing.
Yeah,
it's the growth spurt.
Right.
She's having a little...
She hasn't gotten used to her body being bigger than what it
her
is.
Her legs are long, and she's not used to getting...
So she fell for a couple of times. I felt bad for her, even though I wanted to laugh.
Oh, she came in sobbing, and I was like, and Jay just came in laughing. So
she did. And Maya's like agile, and
Maya is
duking and jiving.
She's fast.
You know, and
she's like low to the ground. She gets
And the other part too was Zoe's trying to roll that damn ball. I was like, Zoe, put the ball away. That's too much to be trying to run with. So we came back in, like Renee said, I gave the girls a bath and everything, and it was cool.
That was awesome.
It was cool, it was a good time. One of the things with God of War, it definitely made me more interested in Norse mythology.
Yes.
So I did pick up Neil Gaiman's book, Norse Mythology, you know, that he wrote.
Mm-hmm.
I started reading it before we left and everything. Yes, I'm also still reading Nikki's book.
Yes.
Just going to throw that out there.
Yes.
Which is, Nikki's book is,
Kyren. The second.
Yeah. Kyren.
Kyrene.
Chronicles of,
I say Callan.
Callan.
If it's not Callan, Nikki, you can correct
Which you can find on Amazon.
Yes, you can.
Anyway. So, I'm still reading both. We need to put that in the notes, because we have a link to her book, but we don't have the actual...
We don't have a link to the Amazon? No? Yeah?
Huh? We have a link to the Amazon, but...
Okay, so you know,
we
what
got
do you mean?
To the latest book. We just got to the latest book. We don't have, like, all
of... You want the other books?
I mean, the other books would be good. I mean...
Yeah.
Kyrene,
that's right.
Anyway, so anyway, but while we were coming back from Atlanta, we stopped in Costco in Fort Oglethorpe, which is one of our stops that we do. And while the girls were going to use the bathroom, I was kind of stretching my legs, and I walked to the back, and lo and behold, they had Norse Mythology, Neil Gaiman's book, on audio. And I was like, And I had heard I had heard that the audiobook was like crazy good. Like people that were like, oh, I got the book, but I wish they had got the audiobook. The audiobook is like amazing with Neil Gaiman reading it. So it was $11.99. I was like, you know what? I'll pick it up, you know, and listen to it while we're driving. And that has been a treat. It has been.
I can tell you really like it.
It has been. This is 2018. It has been 20 years since I have listened to a good audiobook. 20 years.
Really?
Yeah. Because I listened to audiobooks when I used to work for Postal Service when I was doing the data entry stuff.
Right, right.
So I listened to a lot of audiobooks, but this one right here was amazing.
Which Jay's made, all over it, man.
Which made me think that I would like to listen to American Gods if Neil Gaiman is reading that one. I would love to listen to American Gods if that's what that one's about. So there's that. So you finished up Nikki's book, I heard.
Yes, binged it. It was great. This was her best one yet. When it was over, I yelled at her, why is it over? So I'll be waiting for the next one to drop in November. I really enjoyed it, and it was different than the other two, definitely, but I liked it a lot. So finished that. Then I moved on to finish A God in the Shed by J.F. Dubil, our friend.
Dubil.
So finished that up, and it was a different book as far as he had some themes in there that I hadn't really read before.
Uh-huh.
So I thought it was interesting.
Oh, yeah?
But the tension was very high towards the end. So much tension. I had to take a break.
Really?
Yes. Like, they put little things in there to kind of lighten the tension. Give you, like, a little break so that they can build it back up again.
Mm-hmm.
Just a little slight break. There was none. It was just, like, okay, gotta take a little break just to, you know, and then come back to it. So, finish that. So, I am back to my guilty pleasure, my Birth of the Firebringer. It is a young adult book, but it's really well written. It's about unicorns. A unicorn prince named Jan.
What was the unicorn prince's name?
Jan. J-A-N.
J-A-N. Hey,
yes,
Jan.
That is his use name. His true name is Al Jan. There you go. But I like it because there's so many, like, horse references to, like, how they move and how they react. And so I think that's why, like, if it didn't have that in it, I wouldn't like it as much.
Okay.
So I am currently reading that. After that, who knows?
Yep.
I have a lot of books to choose from.
So I already did The Drone and Firebringer. Did we already talk about that?
Yeah, that was Firebringer.
That's what you talk about.
That's the one.
Oh, okay, that's right. Oh, duh.
That's all right.
So, JCPS, which is the Jefferson County Public School System here in Louisville, Kentucky, is being taken over by the state.
Boo! Which throws, you know, parents for a loop because we don't know what we're going to do. And I was wondering what that meant. And it means basically the state has the final say on anything that's implemented in the schools. But our governor, Matt Bevin, is 100% for charter schools. So we don't know what's going to happen for sure, but we're pretty sure they're going to give funding to charter schools, give less funding to other public schools. And things are going to be a bit of a mess, probably. And people are going to flock to private. And it's, but if the girls don't get scholarships, they're not going private. So,
right.
And I don't know. I had a great public school education, but I was in a good program. I really think they do fine in public school because plenty of people go to public school and they excel. Jay's daughter excelled.
Yeah.
So, so you don't have to be in a private school to really, you know, make a difference. So,
right.
I don't know. It's everybody knew it was gonna happen. They got this. Who's the education dude? The
Dr. Papalulu. Oh, yeah. He's not interim. They
Wayne Lewis.
He won the. You talking about the JCPS superintendent?
No, I'm talking about Wayne Lewis, the dude.
The no, black dude with the too big a coat. I don't know what his damn name is.
It's Wayne Lewis, but he's. Y'all, his suit jacket, it looks like he's a little boy trying on his daddy's clothes. Bless him. I don't know what size he thinks he needs to wear. But anyway, the point is that I had enough to worry about, you know, with just the school system. So now I have to worry about, okay, so what's going to go on with charters? What are we going to do? Right. So it's a little bit of meh, but it's okay. We're going to work it out. We'll let y'all know. Yep. And, what else do we do?
Oh, man. So, there's a huge... In other news here in Louisville, Kentucky. If you're coming to Louisville, Kentucky, make sure you have your hepatitis A shot. Or, if you come to Louisville, Kentucky, don't eat out. Stay away from the public. Because, apparently, Kentucky and Michigan are in a hepatitis A breakout. Outbreak. So...
Like breakout.
Breakout. Ooh, breakout. Ooh, breakout. Yeah. Anyway, so yeah, there's an outbreak of hepatitis A in Louisville, Kentucky and Michigan. We have over 800 plus cases in Kentucky. It's
probably more by now, I bet.
We have 300 plus in Louisville, Kentucky. Mm-hmm. So I got a hepatitis A shot when I went to China in 2002, and Renee just got her hepatitis A, last week. So, yes. Which is crazy, because the only way you get hepatitis A is coming in contact, as the nurse said, with the poop germ.
She said poop germ.
Poop germ. So basically, if someone hasn't washed their hands after they wipe their nasty ass from taking the crap on the toilet, hadn't washed their hands, and they come up and say, "Hey, Renee," and they shake your hand, there's the hepatitis A, and then you go and you like, you know what? I'm gonna go eat this apple. And you touch the apple, and you start eating the apple. Oh, guess what? You got poop germs on your apple, and you eat it. And hello, you've got hepatitis A. Womp, womp, womp. Which, I don't understand. People of Louisville. People of Kentucky. People of Michigan and Detroit. Wash your fucking hands.
Thank you. Because, yeah, you might catch Hep A from somebody else, but if you pass it along, you ain't washing your hands.
Right.
So.
And Gladys is right. I agree with Gladys. What? This isn't painting the best picture of Kentucky.
It's not.
In the best light right now.
It's not.
But you know what? We need to be shamed. You know what I'm saying?
Kentucky
does
need some shame.
We need some shame. Ring your bells. Make you walk down naked. Because you know what? They ain't washing their god doggone hands.
I need somebody who does not wash their hands to give me a good argument. Why you take a poop. I don't want to say curse words because I don't know how far we are into.
We're just two in. You good. You can say shit.
Okay.
But you can't just drop any more F-bombs.
Don't. Did I drop any yet?
No, I dropped two already.
All right. If you take a shit, your ass needs to effing go and wash your effing hands.
It's not you taking a shit. It's
just
take your ass to the bathroom.
Yes.
Wash your damn hands.
Yes.
Because you know
that's
why?
The minimum.
Here's what, because think about it. Because when I was coming back from San Francisco, I was talking to that guy that does like a lot of traveling stuff. And he was like, you know the nastiest part of the bathroom? Is the freaking handle that flushes the toilet. Because people reach back, wipe their ass with the tissue, and then they flush.
That's why I use my foot. I use my foot. Who uses their hand to flush the toilet?
Right.
I use my foot.
I use my hand because I'm going to wash my fucking hands. Oh, shit. That's number three. Because I'm going to wash my effing hands. I'm going to wash my...
so good.
When I'm done.
This time.
I'm going to wash my hands.
I mean, and, I don't... So, I need someone who does not wash their hands. Tell me, why don't you wash your hands?
But, see, Hando says, I have a bright red container of hand sanitizer in my bag because I meet clients that just got off a plane from all over the world. Trust no one. So, here's the thing with hand sanitizer, okay? Mm-hmm. This is what I learned. Hand sanitizer doesn't work unless your hands are already clean.
Boom!
If your hands are already nasty, they're not going to make your hands... magically
really?
Clean. Yes.
So the hand sanitizer being passed around at the table
is bullshit. I have been holding on to that for so long.
Why?
And I want to tell your family
need to
so
let that
bad.
Out? Oh my God.
Because you need to wash your nasty ass hands and then use the sanitizer.
Now, to be fair, I'm going to put it out there. I don't wash my hands before I eat. I don't. I don't go to the bathroom and wash my hands. I wash my hands after I use the bathroom.
Right.
But I don't wash my hands before I eat. But my immune system is pretty damn good.
Because the thing is, washing your hands overcomes hand sanitizer always. Now, does hand sanitizer kill some stuff? Sure, it does. But it's not going to kill, like, every damn thing. You know what I'm saying?
See, I didn't know that. You have enlightened me. And
I'm just
I need
saying.
Some research to back that up. All right. But just wash your hands, people. Just take a trip to the bathroom. Wash your hands. Don't open the daggone door with your hand. Use a paper towel or your shirt. Do not touch that door handle when you leave the bathroom. All right,
so here you go. Okay, so here's the deal with hand sanitizer.
Yes.
If your hands are grimy and oily, okay, I'm gonna put this here. If they're grimy and oily,
okay,
hand sanitizer really isn't going to work because the hand sanitizer is cutting through that crap.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
So we just
don't use...
It'll take away germs.
Because there's some people like that use hand sanitizer as the end all be all.
Which you should.
You shouldn't.
You should not.
You still need to wash your hands.
That's
I'm just
true.
Saying.
If you have poop on your hands... And you rub hand sanitizer and
hand sanitizer ain't
gonna
kill the poop.
The poop on your hands. But it does get rid of germs.
Okay,
which is the main thing that people are going for.
Yeah.
But you still got dirty hands. All right. So that's what's happening
here's
in Kentucky
the big thing.
Right now.
Here's the big thing too, because this is Derby Week.
It is. It's
We're going
be so gross.
This is the big thing going to Derby Week. So there have been, like, restaurants, you know, on the news. It's been, like, well, it hasn't been one since Saturday. There was a restaurant worker that had hepatitis A. You know, like, the latest one was, like, White Castle and Berno's Pizza.
Yeah.
And, you know, the cool thing, I guess it's kind of cool, but I don't even know how to say this. The owner of Berno's, they paid back people that got the hepatitis A shot if they ate within 2 weeks of the person that had hepatitis A at the store. They paid that. They refunded people on that. Say, oh, you went to Walgreens, got your hepatitis A. Oh, it's $25. Okay, here's your $25 back. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
So it's kind of like, it's made me more glad that we don't eat out as much.
Yeah.
But the crucial part of that is, like, at the very beginning, the Kroger employee that worked in produce.
we can't get away from it because we buy produce.
Hepatitis A.
The only way you can get away from it is if you do your own food. Grow everything.
Well, you wash your damn food. Wash your vegetables. Your vegetables. Don't just, like, oh, I got this onion. It's safe. You know what? Nope. Wash your damn vegetables.
You know what? I don't have any vegetable sanitizer.
So here's the thing.
I don't even know how to wash vegetables for sanitizer. Like, is it a special soap?
There is, but you can just wash it also.
That doesn't take germs off, though.
I don't know. We need to research it.
Water does nothing for germs.
We need to research it. But the thing is that now it's not necessarily the restaurant employees that are nasty.
No.
The produce people. So I just want to just say that. It's not.
Yeah, it's not necessarily
because here's what could happen. You're serving some people. You give your pen to a person to sign the card off and get your tip. Person that's been eating there didn't wash their hands.
Yeah.
They touched the pin. You touched the pin.
Yeah.
You go grab a chip from a basket, put it in your mouth, and it went from this nasty-ass customer that touched the pin, and you touched the chip that you ingested, and then you don't have the vaccination.
No, yeah.
You don't have the Hep A vaccination.
Now, I 100% agree. The people that have Hep A, it doesn't mean they are nasty. They absolutely could be.
Right.
But having Hep A doesn't mean you are.
Right.
The person that passed through the Hep A, yes.
Right, right.
That person is nasty.
And so the big thing is that get vaccinated. I mean, because we're in an outbreak. If you're in Louisville, Kentucky, if you're in Detroit, Michigan, go get your vaccinations, because that's the only way we're going to slow this shit down. I mean, the anti-vaxxers and everybody else is just like, this bullshit.
Of course they
are. Sorry. You can have your Hep A. You can have your poop germs. You can go hang out and do what you need to do. But I got my Hep A when I went to China. I talked to my doctor because I had both of them. I'm good for life. It's good for 30 to 40 years. I guess he's saying I'm not going to live to be over. So that's 2002. So I guess he's saying I'm not going to live over 67 years old. But anyway, if you come to Louisville, just make sure you have your Hep A.
Please do.
You know, if you come to our house, we'll make sure we cook. We'll wash all of our vegetables and everything else. We're not saying don't come visit us.
Please come visit us.
We're just giving you precaution. You know, we may not go out to eat unless you have your Hep A, because I don't want to send you home with the liver disease.
No. The liver disease.
All right. Anyway, enough talk of the poop germ. All right.
Enough of that.
Enough. Oh, my God. I wonder how long we talked about that.
Way too long.
So, Renee.
Yes.
Would you rather?
Yes. I'm all ready.
Would you rather eat a poop germ or be pee-peed on? I'm playing. That's not one of my questions.
You said PP is throwing me. But
all right. So, would you rather own your own boat or your own island?
Do I have a way to get off the island? Or am I just stuck there? Do I have Wi-Fi? Do I have my iPad and Wi-Fi and data? I love how you're looking at me because you're not going to answer.
I'm not going to answer. Would you rather have your own boat or your own island?
Island, because I know my ass is lazy and I'm not getting up to go sail the damn boat.
You want to take care of a boat?
And I got to take care of it. Chances are, if I can afford a boat, I can afford somebody to take care of it for me. Nobody wants to take care of a boat. Not really. Nobody's going digging off barnacles with the boat.
Right.
What's your answer? Boat or island?
At first, I was kind of thinking boat, but then I was like, you know what? I really don't want to take care of a boat right now.
Now, island, it could be a terrible island. It could be one of those islands like in Scotland that are like cold and damp all the time.
Or it could be like the Lost Island.
Or it could be like, yeah, yeah. But I'd take that over a boat.
You would take the Lost Island over a boat?
Sure.
Really?
No.
With the smoke monster? So, while we're talking about this, I did. I am over halfway through season one, and I realized there are a lot of things of Lost when I watched season one that I did not pay attention to. Now, am I saying that it's amazing? No, I'm not saying it's amazing.
It's not.
Is it good? Nah, it's all right.
Yeah.
You know, it's good entertainment.
I wouldn't call it good.
But, you know, I'm still watching the season where they're still fleshing out everybody's backstory. Mm-hmm. And everything else. So, we'll see. I'm doing better. I feel better about it this time than I did last time. So, it's all good. It's all good. All right, babe. What's my would you rather?
Okay. Both of these situations, I'm just going to preface this with, I wouldn't want either one. So, good luck. Would you... Would you rather age only from the neck up or only from the neck down? So everything above your
neck? I would
neck,
rather age from the neck up.
So you would have old face.
Yep.
Young hands, young legs. Like, the whole thing would look weird anyway.
And my body would still be young.
Yes.
Yep.
You wouldn't have the old things that go along with old.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, your body won't age.
Yeah, I would rather age from the neck up.
Either one, you're going to look just weird.
Well, it really depends.
If you're like 90 years old in the face and you're 30 years old in the body,
mm-hmm.
That's just going to look very incongruous.
Oh, shit. Were they dropping this? Because, what was that? What was that word again?
Incongruous. I'm probably pronouncing it wrong.
Spell it.
Incongruous.
No, you spelled it right. So incongruous. No, not in harmony or keeping with the surroundings or other aspects of something. That's the first time I've heard that word.
And I used it on you. And I used it correctly. How about that? I don't know. I was just saying a word.
This is origin from Latin.
Mm-hmm.
Of congruere.
Mm-hmm.
Congruous is agreeing or suitable. In is not. Incongruous.
I need to know how it said. Because you know what? I probably... Like, I read words a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But I bet I'm saying it wrong a lot. So.
Look at that. See, this is why I talk to Renee. Do I think I'll use this tomorrow? No.
You might use it. It just might pop up in the right...
I just know setting. When I just, now I know when the next person says it, I'll know what it is. I want it to be like, I need to Google that word next time somebody uses that word.
All right. Oh, I would rather, I guess the same way. I'd rather have that. It's just, both of those are just so weird.
So here's my thinking on that is that if the neck down is still not aging,
mm-hmm.
I can walk. I can, you know, not have arthritis.
You can have control of your bowels.
I can have control of my bowels.
Because that is... That
you know
is,
what I'm saying?
That is the number one thing that scares me.
Right, right. It's like I have control over that.
People change my
You know,
diaper.
Yes, my face look old and everything else, but my muscles are still intact and okay. My body functions are there.
That wasn't as hard as one of that thought.
But it was deep,
I'll
though.
Try to find another one.
No, it's deep.
That'd be a little harder.
So would you rather?
Oh, we're doing another one. Oh, wow.
Hmm. Well, that's easy. Hmm. Let me see.
Some of them are like obvious. Like, would you rather have to eat only warm food or have to eat only cold food?
Hmm. So
who
bam.
Wants to eat cold food for the Here rest of their life?
Here we go. Would you rather have all your emails for the next 2 months made public? Or have your text messages read by everyone?
Emails made public. All my shade is in my text. So. Text is where I talk shit about people. So definitely email. What about you? Do you send personal stuff? Like
I mean, my thing is, it's kind of like, regardless, I'll still talk shit.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying?
Do you talk shit in emails?
Well, I don't talk shit in emails, but I mean, if I talk shit in text, I typically will say that shit out loud.
I got another.
You
I
know,
got one.
You know what I'm saying?
Ask me another one. I'm gonna ask you another. Yeah.
So, but you can go ahead and read my emails. I mean, because most of it's spam anyway. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
God damn it.
Four. I'm All good. Right. All right. It's the last one. You asked me one, so I got to do another one.
All right.
Would you rather share a toothbrush with a random stranger? Or kiss a random stranger on the mouth?
I would rather kiss a random stranger on the mouth. Closed mouth, right? On the mouth. It's closed mouth.
I'm not giving any stipulation.
Closed mouth. Random stranger.
That was an easy one, right?
I would rather kiss a stranger on the mouth. Boom. What about you?
Yeah. Well, toothbrush.
Shit. What?
I can sanitize it. Easy. I sanitize it. I wash it and sanitize it. Don't you look at me with that slow blink. Toothbrush.
Okay.
I'm standing by it. toothbrush.
But thing is, though, I get to kiss a stranger too. So
yeah, but
because you know,
you don't know what kind of stranger this is.
I don't care. I'm a freaky
really?
Dicky.
You don't care?
I'm a freaky dicky. Okay. I'm a freaky dicky.
And on that note, I say we should go.
All right. Anyway, so everyone, thanks for hanging out with us. Thank you, Valen Tavern, so much for being with us. Glad we got to do a show for you all. Zobby, safe travels to you guys. And Moo Hogan, send our love to him. Shaznos, thanks so much for showing up in the Shazno family. Galadian, thanks for showing up. Hando, JK, what's up? Thank you for being here. And am I missing anyone else that probably showed up that, Galadian.
Galadian.
You're Galadian. Thanks for having up.
Yes.
Galadian, do I get to pick the stranger?
You get to pick the stranger?
Stranger. Are we talking about...
It's a stranger. No.
Are we talking about Norse?
It's just a random person. Oh,
okay. The stranger is the stranger that came to help build a wall for Odin and them. How about that? Anyway, so this is why I like drinking scotch, because, boom, I still have a lot here. Plus,
because it's gross.
Plus, I had back pains going on. Anyway, so if you guys want to reach us, you can do so by what's up? You can send us an email. If you guys want us to do a have you ever or would you rather, you know, you can send us an email. If you want to do that, you can send an email. The email is thevalentinecast@gmail.com. You can also see our blog at valentinecast.com. The podcast Twitter feed is Valentine Cast. But what about Facebook, you ask? Can you tell us about Facebook?
Facebook.com/ValentineCast. Video of this and previous episodes can be seen at YouTube.com/ValentineCast.
My Twitter feed is
The Cowboy.
That's
TheCowboy. And my Twitter feed is The Ice Flow. I wasn't going to let you take over.
Oh, no. I was just trying to cover you up while you were doing that.
Nope.
If you want to check out Nikki Moore's book, we have a link in the show notes. Go check those out. She is book 4 will be out in November, so I hear. And then also you can check out, you know, Calligraphies Inc. She is the one that did our new logo, and that is at
calligraphy.com.
Intro and outro music is by Pretty Likes Music. So thanks those guys for allowing us to use their music and everything else. And go check out Shazno Stream. You can go out there to twitch.tv/ShaznoStream. That's ShaznoStreams. He does some very relaxing streams out there for the mighty people and has some pretty good music playing as well. So check him out and everything else that he has going on. And the Black Astronauts podcast, and god dog it, I thought I had enough more time to keep going, but all I gotta say is bye everyone.
Bye. Boops.